Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Bab.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Hold on a second. Before we... Lindsay wanted me to read a statement just to you guys. She didn't want me to read it on...
A statement.
I was like, oh, I'll read that on Tancast. She's like, no, you don't need to. I was like, all right, well. Yeah, so we were talking about how she said misrepresented what she said last week about nerds or in dorks.
Oh, we can't read this on the show? Why not?
She said no. I don't know why. So she says,
how can you didn't fucking find these things out?
So she said, yes, official statement. I, Lindsay, not Lohan, do state that I did not propose Jacob. Oh, this is related to our tan fight separately. But this is how we got started on it, because she was listening to episode. So I, Lindsay, not Lohan, do state that I did not propose Jacob as the winner of a hypothetical battle with Edward. I simply observed that the former was hotter than the pussy Edward. End of statement.
All right.
And I was like, I'll read that official statement.
You got to text her
and
ask her why we can't read this on the show.
She said, just share it with Tim.
You gotta ask her why we can't share it on the show. That is fucking funny.
Yes, it is.
I'll ask her.
Lindsay, Lohan?
Fucking, we need content, goddammit.
Okay, so she says, yes, I can share the statement. So there you go.
Victory!
Women be changing their mind, yo.
She says, oh, you can, I don't care. I mean, you didn't have to. I wasn't actually upset about it.
Were you recording when you said it was read it earlier?
Yes, I was.
Excellent.
Oh, and her thing, I guess she said I. So what did she say? She didn't say exactly like because they're hot, they wouldn't be a dork, but other people's perception of them, if they're attractive, would make them not a dork, which is what I thought I said, but she seemed to think I misrepresented what she said.
I think that goes back to a debate we had a long time ago.
Did it?
You and I threw down over the span of two separate episodes about the attractiveness adjusting people's perception of you as dorky or not.
I do not remember that.
Really? Because that was your thing. Being attractive mitigated it.
I don't believe you.
That's awesome. I should find that episode and send it to you. Or no, I should send it to her. Listen to Noah argue tooth and nail, calling me a fucking idiot as I try and tell him.
Find the episode.
Oh, I will find the fucking episode.
Should we sync up?
We should.
Yes.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we discuss religion, ethics, capitalism, and politics. What? Oh, and also Star Trek, annoying co-workers, and naked pregnant women modeling hats. That's more like it. Finally, it's a robotic tan fight as Data from Star Trek faces off against a T-800 model Terminator. And when you hear this sound, shit, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome.
Motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm in... Noah? I'm Noah, the N in Tancast?
You're one of them.
Wow, you just realized you do that wrong, like, 60% of the time?
I've been doing it right for a while.
You haven't. You've been on it such a streak. But then you seem so confused. Like, wait, did I say it wrong? That can't be. I'm Noah. I never say anything wrong.
Exactly.
I'm the best!
Oh, by
Around,
the way...
Nothing's ever gonna break it down.
Here's the first photos from the Star Trek sequel.
Shit.
I didn't know they were recording that already. Or... filming it already.
Yeah, they're recording it.
Yep. Just a couple guys sitting around the basement.
They are filming it at the studio 2 blocks from my old apartment.
Aww.
Aww.
I know, it fucking sucks.
You could have got in on that shit.
Not likely.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that futuristic planet.
You're fucking Tim.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, they would have been like, yeah, come aboard, Tim.
It looks like they're fighting inside a Lego set.
It's like, I'm... So this is part of the reason I would like to make movies. It's so fascinating to me. That's just fascinating to me, what it looks like when you film it, and then when it comes out at the end. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, everything looks retarded up against a green screen.
Right, but that just blows my mind. Like, oh, this, like, it's just, I don't know if I could even imagine, like, all right, this looks shitty now, but just wait. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, directors have to have a pretty good imagination, because it's like, this looks fucking ridiculous, but it will look awesome when we're done.
I like that Spock has his fucking BlackBerry clipped to his hip over there. In the picture, like in case he needs to do some sexting.
Yep.
What do you guys think
about the logical click. That I thrust my Vulcan penis into your dark hole?
It's bifurcated. We can do DP.
What do we think of what, Noah?
Who's he fighting?
Skipper McGee.
That's Kirk.
Oh. It says Benedict.
Oh, no, it's
Cumberbatch.
It says it's Benedict Cumberbatch. That does not look like Benedict Cumberbatch. That looks like Chris Pine.
That does not look like Chris Pine.
That does not look like Chris Pine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It certainly does not look like Benedict Cumberbatch from that angle. That's the guy who Sherlock Holmes.
He looks a lot buffer than he is.
Yeah, and like less long in the face. Yes. Maybe it's just the kind of long hair that when he's doing Sherlock.
Oh, here's the...
I wouldn't know Benedict Cumberbatch if he came up and slapped me with his dick.
You should watch the new Sherlock Holmes series that they've been running.
It's actually really good.
It's very good. And I submit to you that Benedict Cumberbatch has the world's most British name.
There's a tiny picture of him, but it's so tiny, it's still... Oh, wait. Here's a little magnifying glass.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that looks like him.
Yeah, that does look more like him.
No.
Although that pose looks like Spock is, I don't know, putting his shoulder back into joint.
Yeah, well, he's like, got, like, what, suddenly two fingers out? Into... Like, I will give you the shocker.
No!
The Spocker.
I was going to say, what do you guys think about people who wear their cell phones on their belt? Like a little holster.
I think that there are people who really want to have their cell phones stolen.
It just looks so dorky to me.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like the look of it, but I can understand, you know, for functionality. Like, I'm sick of having shit in my pockets.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's for they have the point where it's like, fuck, you know, style. I'm just going for practical.
Right.
I still would not do it. Maybe I reserve the right to change my mind later date. Who knows what I'll be like. I'm like, fuck it. I give up.
I give up on life.
Yeah, I had a phone that, like, for some reason, the way the little antenna thing stuck up, it would always catch itself inside my pocket. So I would be forever missing calls, just trying to wrestle the goddamn thing out of my pants.
Oh, missing calls? You mean calls to fuck a guy?
Yep. That's it.
What?
I don't know.
That was your dig?
Isn't that all good? No. All right.
All right. Well, fair enough. You've certainly borne that out.
Yeah. They're not all good. Well, you know, the truth in that is self-evident. Yeah, so like I had it clipped. I think I used to clip it like just to my pants pocket or something like that. And then it had like this little knob that stuck off of the back end that just sort of like slid down in the slot. Wow, this is just all sexual.
Yes.
Anyways, so
yeah,
the little
knob
in the slot.
Yeah, sliding in the slot. Skiggity.
Yeah, that's the cell phone that I wrecked by hip-checking the tan house. Just walking down the
Why
hallway.
Why did you hip-check the tan house?
Because I'm a fucking clumsy, like, mountain of man.
Mountain of man.
I'd come You're tipping funny. Down the hallway.
Fucker, how'd you Boom. Not avoid a fucking Boom. Wall? Like, oh shit, that wall jumped out in front of me.
Exactly.
I know what
I
mean.
Had about the same response, Tim, when it happened. I crashed one hip really, really hard into that corner coming out of my room right in front of Tim's room. And it was like, how the hell did that happen? I've been living here for like
Were
5 years.
You trying to shake your animated self off like at the end of the Take On Me video?
Shit.
Ramming against the side of the walls until
yep.
you weren't animated and were live action again?
Yep. I'm like, I am tired of being shitty pencil drawing. And apparently the shitty pencil drawer lives inside my own shoulder blades. So I will fracture them. That'll teach him.
Broke my phone.
Broke
had
my,
it on my hip. Nothing? All right, fuck you guys.
Yeah, it was like the outside of the phone looked fine, but I flipped it open and I was like, huh. That's weird. I didn't realize that the screensaver on this thing was a map of the U.S. Oh, that's what a cracked LCD looks like sometimes. Yeah, and I think I'd purchased it about the week before, They're like, hey, you want to get insurance on that? Nah, I'm fine.
Oh, so dear.
I went back in the next day and went, hey, is it too late to buy insurance? He went, no, not at all. So I bought insurance and I waited a week and then I called him up and went, oh, I dropped my phone.
Genius.
They gave me a
new...
Would you
like to edit that insurance fraud bit out of the fucking show, dude?
It was years ago.
I'm sure the statute of limitations has not passed yet.
I didn't say who I bought it from.
People.
Jesus.
The company's out of business anyways. What are they going to do?
This podcast is for entertainment purposes only, and the stories may or may not be true. There we go.
Oh, this is true.
Tim is really worried about you getting in trouble.
But I don't want to be a party to insurance fraud.
You want a party?
I am now.
You had nothing to do with it. Oh, but you remember that time we robbed the bank, Tim?
Remember that time that we murdered a guy and cut him up and buried him in the backyard of the townhouse?
No, I don't.
If you want to go look for him, the address is...
6064.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Do not like to make fun of me because I do not remember any of my old addresses.
Well, fuck, you don't live there anymore. Why you got to remember it?
Because every so often I'll have like some sort of application. That's
always a bummer.
I can never remember the street name of our apartment in Culver City. And she's like, how the fuck do you always forget that? I'm like, whatever. I don't know.
I'll leave it in my phone or wherever for a while. Just in case.
When I was back down there recently, I took a picture of it just so I could remember the house number. So it's in my iPhone.
Good deal.
Unfortunately, I also keep old phone numbers in my phone that say home, and every so often I'll have to give someone my home number. I'm like, fuck, which one of these is it?
That's no good.
It is no good. My forgetful memory is not helping me out.
Oh, by the way, Taco Bell brought breakfast back. I tried it. Meh.
Yeah, they don't bring it back till 8 o'clock in the fucking morning, though.
Yeah,
bullshit.
I was like, really? What if I'm hungry earlier?
Well, what if I work at 8 o'clock? I drove through the drive-thru, I'm like, what am I waiting for? Opens at 8, fuck you!
But, you know, you're not missing anything. You know, so far, I would say the best breakfast item is at McDonald's, and it's a skillet burrito. I love that thing.
I have made it a New Year's resolution of sorts to not go to McDonald's for the entirety of 2012.
Ooh.
Any particular reason?
So far, I heard a statistic that, like, only one out of, like, I don't know, every... There's very few... Like, it's a very small percentage of Americans who can say they didn't eat at McDonald's last year, and so I want to be one of those Americans next year.
Well, too late for me.
And they'll be like, but you're holding a Big Mac now. I said last year, motherfucker.
Yeah. This is January 1st.
So I'm eating all the Big Macs.
But other fast food places are free reign.
Fair game, baby.
All right, interesting. That's interesting.
Burger King,
stance to take,
Panda
my friend.
Express, Taco Bell. I think I've hit them all this year.
Are you particularly enamored with McDonald's?
I did when I was working at Zazzle last year. Oh shit! I've never said on the air that I was working at Zazzle.
You can cut that out.
Yeah, well, I was working at Zazzle.
Oh,
what
okay.
Do you I had a temp job there over the holidays, which is coincidentally when we started the Tancast Zazzle store.
I would definitely say coincidentally because Cafe Press was kind of sucking ass.
Don't we still have a store with them?
Whatever. We still have a store, yes, with both.
We love them.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm just fucking around.
We can just like them. But, we'll still take their money.
Exactly. So, Zazzle was really close to a McDonald's, and I would go there and work on my laptop with the free Wi-Fi almost every day at lunch. And so I spent a lot of time at McDonald's. And I was like, you know what? I could probably throttle back on the old McDonald's. It was like Norm from Cheers after a while. I walk into McDonald's. Tim! Afternoon, everybody. My usual stool ready.
I don't know what
by
happened.
By usual stool, Tim means deeply impacted and slightly bloody.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think McDonald's is probably my favorite fast food. Well, probably Carl's Jr., but there's just none nearby.
Carl's Jr. doesn't really even rank for me. Like, I never even think about it.
I love their $6 burgers. They are delicious.
They are, especially the Western one.
I'm not a fan of the Western one. I know you love it.
Oh, I do.
Wait, wouldn't Panda be your favorite fast food place? Or
me?
Do you not count that because it's not burgers?
I guess technically, yeah, it's fast food. For whatever reason, I don't go to Panda a lot. I go to McDonald's more.
You piece of shit.
Maybe because I have a drive-thru.
Yeah. Burger King is for me. I'm all about the Burger King.
In fact,
I may go there later today.
Oh, have you tried their new
Chef
Burger?
We need to wrap this shit up. I'm just kidding. What?
Have you tried their new Chef Burger?
No.
It's decent.
I buy the Whopper and the original chicken sandwich, and I go on my merry way.
Oh, Tim, he loves to break outside of his little box.
Fuck outside of the box. Inside of the box. That's why I built the box. So I can be in the box. Why am I going to be outside of the box? It's fucking cold out there. It might be raining outside the box. You don't know. Stay in the box. That cracked me up.
Yes, it did.
There was like a sadness to it. Oh.
Oh. Oh, what the fuck was that?
Why we are talking this way?
Burger King's having a buy chicken sandwich, get chicken sandwich free right now.
Oh, shit.
That just blew your mind.
All right, Tam fight. Bob wins. Let's go.
I saw
See you next week. You're doing it.
I saw the commercial for it last night. Tan laughs. Should we do that?
Yes, we should do Tan laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's Tan Laugh time, where we read some jokes for you. But if you don't send jokes to us, then we'll be totally screwed. Your mom at TanCast.com is where you send them in. I'll stop singing this jingle now so the 10 laughs can begin.
Hold on to your butt.
All right, I'll do a 10 laugh.
Oh, look at Andy being...
Boom!
Andy, I don't know.
All right, so this 10 laugh comes to me from Justin.
Justice.
Justin's. Ooh, Justin with the...
Justice!
Sorry.
The Justin-flavored domain name. Very clever. Anyways.
Justice.
Oh, okay, I get it. Sorry. I'd read this before and marked it as I want to read it and then completely forgot what the bit was. Because I suck.
Suck so
and
bad.
And I have other shit on my mind.
You suck.
Oh.
All right. What do we want? A cure for Tourette's. When do we want it? Cunt.
Oh, nice.
I read that and it was still funny.
Ah, thank you.
Good times.
All right, I'm going to read a Noah's cock joke is so big.
Yeah.
From someone who has first-hand experience with said member.
Oh, shit.
So this is from Lindsay. I wasn't going to read it, but Tim thought it was funnier because she has first-hand experience. So, Noah's cock is so big, he could turn himself into...
How big is it?
Oh, sorry.
It's not that type of joke, Tim.
Let me start. Noah's cock is so big...
How big is it?
He could turn himself into a human tripod.
See, the reason why it was funny, because we were at a party, and she was standing there, and she gave me this look like, yeah, I know it's an old joke, but seriously, fucking... No, look at me. Look at me and believe what I'm telling you. Seriously.
Oh, it was her look?
Yeah, which is, we were talking about it, she's like, no, but really.
I didn't catch the look.
God damn it.
Like, yeah, I know you've heard that joke before, but look at me and let me tell you what's going on. Let's keep it fucking real. Real big.
I'm a little sad now, because I came up with a Noah's cock joke. Tested it out on my wife and got a look of just sort of sad disapproval and thus knew it would be awesome on here.
Go for it.
I can't. That's why I'm sad. I can't fucking remember it. I didn't write it down.
Oh, you suck.
Yep.
I said, after she'd said that joke, I was like, I have a good idea for your joke about Noah's cock. Like, Noah's cock is so big, there's nothing funny about it. There's no jokes.
I like that one.
Oh, so I'm slacking. I gotta come up with some jokes. So I'm gonna go back to Dean's jokes that were flagged by his company server.
All right.
Still haven't heard from Dean as to why his company was sending around these jokes and then flagging. Like, wait. We were sending around jokes, but these, no.
Yeah, my assumption was that he tried to send them from the company server, and the company went, "Who are you fooling?" And so he had to like log into his personal mail. Like, I was legally prevented from sending you these. Well. By policy, not by law. Whatever. I'm sorry. Continue, Tim.
All right. So, a husband emerged from the bathroom, clearly aroused and naked.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to be unclearly naked.
Yes.
As he leaped into his bed, his wife complained, as usual, I've got a headache. Perfect, her husband explained. I was just in the bathroom powdering my penis with crushed aspirin. You can take it orally or as a suppository. It's up to you. My wife asked me to go to the doctors about my erection problem. She wasn't pleased when I came back and gave her some slimming pills.
Oh, ba-dum-bump.
A man donates blood to his wife after she is badly hurt in a car crash. A few years later, they go through a bitter divorce, and he demands his blood back. So she throws a tampon in his face and says, "There you go, you miserable git. I'll pay you back monthly." And the moral of the story is, even if a woman eventually pays back what she owes a man, there will always be a string attached. I was at a wedding reception when the DJ announced, "All the married men go out there and stand by the person who makes your life worth living." The barman was crushed to death.
Delicious alcohol.
Oh, this will be the last. Okay, I think after this, we are done. Not with the whole podcast. I just that's it. I think I've read all of these.
About time. Tancast 190.
All right, chicken sandwiches for everybody.
Fuck it.
My wife was in the bathroom for hours getting ready to go out when finally the door swung open and she said, "Honestly, do I look fat in this?" I replied, "Yes, love, but to be fair, it's only a small bathroom."
Oh. So mean.
And that's it. Thank you, Dean. Yeah. Dean is mean.
Dean the Bean Machine.
The Dancing Fiend.
Oh, hang on. Hold on. What's going on? What? Why are we doing this privately in the chat?
I don't know. Oh, we can do it. So, I typed in the chat room, Lindsay texts me to say hi to Tim because she has met Tim in the flesh. And Andy replies, "Not hi to Andy." I'm like, "She hasn't met you." So Andy replies, "Fuck you, Lindsay! I am awesome!" So there you go.
I was kind of hoping she was there and reading that over your shoulder, but I'll take that too.
No, she's going to an orchid show.
Andy has truly ingratiated himself in the with future Lindsay.
Oh, by the way, the answer to the movie we were discussing last episode is called Possession with Sam Neill. It came out in 1981.
If you go to the comment section, you will see a very lively discussion about it and the answer.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many. Obviously, not everyone that listens goes to the comment section, so I'll just let them know in case they're curious. Oh, and his description of the plot is not exactly what the plot is about. So I think
you suck, Jesus.
No, I'm just saying. I think that's probably why. Because I kept searching for female geneticists. I'm like, nothing. I'm like, well, let me try variations. I'm like, there's no female geneticist in here that I can tell. It's just a woman who summons a demon.
Oh. Yeah, that is a bit different. You don't suck, Jesus, but come on now.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Have either of you been watching Key and Peele, the new sketch show on Comedy Central?
I keep catching little bits of it, but I haven't told TiVo to record it yet. I think we recorded one episode as a trial, but I haven't watched it all the way through.
I watched one skit where Barack Obama had an interpreter.
Oh, shit, that was funny. And the callback at the end to the sketch at the very beginning, which wasn't that great until it was called back at the Obama sketch. I was like, that is funny. So, because there was a sketch at the beginning where these guys were talking, they show up, one guy shows up at the other guy's house when they both both their wives are there, so the wives go off and they're talking, and then they're doing husbands complaining about their wives stuff, she said this, she said, and I said, and he looks around, bitch, no you didn't, oh you said bitch, and he's like, yeah. And then all of a sudden the wives show up hey, and so then they go farther away they're out in the backyard somewhere, and so then I told her, he's looking around, and they're both looking around, bitch, no you did not, you said bitch, yeah, I totally said bitch, and then they keep getting further and further away from the house, so at the end of the sketch they're in space, they're in a space shuttle, and then I said, hold on one second, and he walks out, and now he's floating in a spacesuit outside the space shuttle, bitch. And so at the end of the Barack Obama sketch, so this is the Barack Obama sketch, like Barack Obama's talking, and there's a guy saying what Barack Obama is saying, but with angriness, like, you know,
well,
I've
like
done
what
my
he
best
really means without being like diplomatic.
Right, exactly, yeah. So it's like, so I tried to work with the Republicans in Congress, but those motherfuckers don't listen. Who killed Osama bin Laden, motherfucker? Or, whatever. That's what the guy keeps saying. And so at the very end of the sketch, and I Obama goes, and I told Michelle this. And, and the guy goes, and I said, bitch. And Obama's like, nope, I did not say that. I did not say that. Maybe let's see, even my shitty retelling and just stepping all over the jokes and the punchlines and the visual humor, it's still got a laugh.
Yeah.
That is why I recommend that show.
And I don't know if it's Key or Peele, but every time we see them, my wife goes, he looks like Chunky Noah.
Yeah, Noah and I should support that show because they are biracial.
They are.
Which means they like two races in their asses.
What?
They're biracial.
What? Why does that be in our asses?
I don't know.
Why can't it just be in my mouth?
Because you enjoy anal because you support Santorum.
I don't support Santorum. And if I did support Santorum, I probably would not support anal.
See, that's the irony.
You suck.
Big dick.
Slurp-a-derp-derp. Derp.
Ah, speaking of slurp-a-derp-derp, yes. Either of you guys hear about the fashion show where they were modeling hats?
No.
No?
Is this a joke?
Nope.
Okay.
All right, let's take a look here.
There's no joke coming? That's it?
Did you click the link?
Oh, you sent a link?
Oh, yes. I actually just saw this. A pregnant lady walked down the runway.
Naked.
Yeah.
With a hat on. Former Miss Wales.
Oh.
Pregnant. Naked. With a hat on.
Why is that weird?
Wales. They be doing shit.
Yeah, I guess.
Who knows? You fucking lucky they let her wear clothes to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
Good on you, Wales.
Well, you know.
Keep your women naked.
She is barefoot.
Like, I'm proud of it.
She is. Barefoot, bare ass, bare titty.
That's how they like them in Wales. I have no
yep.
idea. Wales, right in. How do you like your women?
Hot and in fetist.
Knocked up. That's funny. I was just looking at that before you say anything.
Is yeah, that like, now...
What the hell is this?
Is that a link we can put in the show notes without risking our credibility as a non-porn site?
Yeah, give me a sec. I'll find one where it's, like, edited.
I have one.
He has... What the hell?
There we go. Huffington Post. It says NSFW photos, but I would say they're not safe for work, but there's black bars over them.
So, wait, we can get marked as a porn site?
I wouldn't call that porn. I would call that a naked person.
What are you talking about?
That's not the question Noah's asking.
Sure, you can fap to it, but you can fap to anything if you work hard enough at it.
Sigh.
Dead horse on the side of the road.
Who would flag us as a porn site?
I don't know. People who, whatever those companies are that put in the like the nanny firewalls.
Oh, okay. So is that what you're worried about?
If we cut off 14-year-olds, apparently that's half of our listenership.
Okay, I see what you're saying. All right.
Like, when I go to Kaiser, I can't look at crack.com because it's listed as a mature website.
Okay.
So their firewall flags it and won't let you look at it.
Always keeping you down.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of keeping you down, and actually the whole reason I found the naked Welsh girl was because I was on Huffington Post, because one of our readers, and I will tell you which one in half a second, boom, it was Andrew, our number IF Australian fan. He keeps getting square root of -1, but come on, man, that's I. Sent us, I guess specifically me, a link about a Georgia mom who was forced out of a church for breastfeeding, whose pastor likened it to, or compared it to, a stripper performing, and I guess other people in her church were telling her that she could be brought up on indecency charges, and suggested that she should be breastfeeding her baby in the bathroom, that was a more appropriate place. I'm like, anyone who thinks that eating in a bathroom is appropriate is a dirty fucking pig.
I was just eating in the bathroom.
Or apparently my son.
I eat in the bathroom. Delicious.
Saves me some time.
I guess.
I swallow. I shit. However, fucking, if there's any place breastfeeding should be allowed, it should be in church. Like, really, could there be any more, like, you know, God's love, a mother, a child? Fuck that. Get that in there. Oh, titty. Evil, evil titty.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, was she, like, whipping her tit out and flopping around, or was she, like, covered up?
I'm assuming she's in church. She's probably covered up, just got a hungry baby.
Yeah. It's no big deal.
Well, because I do know that those, why am I yelling? The mic's right here.
Because you're mad.
Those little breastfeeding, what do you call them? Their veil is not the right word, but I can't think. You know, the little cover they put.
Yeah.
So it's basically just, it looks like a big, basically bib, and underneath it is the baby and the titty.
Mm-hmm.
Those can get pretty sweaty for the baby, especially if it's hot in the church.
Yeah.
So maybe she might have taken it off, but still, it's not like you can see the actual nipple.
There's a whole baby.
Like, there's a
head
baby
in front
head
of
in the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes the titty's just enough.
Yeah.
And even if you could, you're supposed to be paying attention. Isn't there a priest up there jibber jabbering about hell or something?
I can't pay attention
with
this titty out.
Come on, man. She's handing out some fresh titty juice.
I'm thirsty.
Now that's a holy sacrament we could all get behind.
Andrew suggested that Andy or anyone else in Georgia go show their support for the lady, preferably wearing a fresh titty juice t-shirt.
Yeah, I think you would hurt the cause more than help it.
I may send her a fresh titty juice onesie. I'm still trying to figure out if I can find her address.
I'm sure she'll have a child wear that with pride.
I'm sure a church-going gal is really going to throw that on her kid.
Maybe.
Definitely. I cannot see how that would go wrong.
It could happen. I would say it's equally likely to a former Miss Wales walking nude down the runway while pregnant to model a hat.
No. Because that's happened.
Noah's like, no, not going to let that stand. No.
Okay.
Speaking of religion and stupid shit religions do.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard that Mitt Romney is getting flack because the Mormon church baptizes people posthumously?
No, I hadn't heard that, but apparently they're unaware of the Catholic practice of praying for intercession, which is basically, well, you're dead and you can't be sorry, but we're going to pray for God to make you retroactively sorry.
So what does that mean? Like, does that mean you can go to heaven, or
that your family can get you turned into a Mormon after you're dead by having you baptized?
Not even your family, just random
chuckleheads. Random people, yeah.
Because they apparently they have baptized Anne Frank 8 times. Like, fucking, what, how to do it, right? How do you?
Come on, Anne Frank wasn't a real person; she was a metaphor.
How do you baptize? How do they do this? Like, obviously, they don't have access, I assume, to her ashes or anything to do with her.
No. They don't have. They don't need the body. I think they have someone stand in for the person or people, and then there's like this I'm getting most of this from the Colbert Report. I've known of this, but I the specific practice they described it on the Colbert Report, and like they showed like this room, and it had like a baptismal fucking water basin, whatever, at the center of this room.
Mm-hmm.
And Colbert's like, so basically they're using this tub of water to go back in time and convert these people to Mormonism. It's like a, and then they cut to the Chris Robinson looking at the camera. It's like a hot tub time machine.
Nice.
So anyway, yeah, that's supposedly that's how they do it. But okay, so I think that's a retarded idea, but whatever. I mean, if you...
Of the list of retarded ideas. I mean, of the list of retarded ideas that just the Mormon church has had. To
I
say
mean,
nothing,
yeah, it doesn't hurt me.
Yeah.
It doesn't even hurt... I doubt it hurts my soul posthumously. Because, I mean,
yeah, it's like, if it makes you feel better, what the fuck do I care? I'm dead.
And, like, worst case scenario, God asked me about it in heaven. Best case scenario, the Mormons are right and I do get to go to heaven. So, really, there's really no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
What I think is stupid is that people are upset about it and getting upset at Mitt Romney about it as though he is, like, what the fuck is he going to do?
Hey. Guys, knock that off.
He's the HNIC.
Well, I mean, I could see how that could be. I mean, yeah, it doesn't hurt you. I could see how it could be offensive to someone.
Right.
Well, blaming Mitt Romney is ridiculous. Like, hey.
Yeah, like, they're not blaming Mitt Romney, but they're like...
getting angry at him.
Like, they're using it as a reason, like, see, we can't trust Mitt Romney because Mormons do this. It's like, fucking, all right, relax. Well, I don't like Mitt Romney, but there are plenty of valid reasons to not like Mitt Romney.
How do people even think that line of reasoning is logical? Like, I'd be like, yo, Barack Obama's black. Hey, I saw a black guy rob a guy once. Fuck Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I think that's racism in a nutshell.
Rick Santorum has stated openly that he thinks that that the use of birth control is anti-God. Can we talk about that? Who gives a shit if somebody's sprinkling water on somebody else?
In fairness, I think people are talking about Rick Santorum and his fucking shitty socialist, or not socialist, sorry, Tea Party it up right there.
Yeah.
Social issues, there we go, that's what I was trying to say. His shitty view on social issues. However, that seems to be igniting the base somewhat. I don't know what this election's going to do.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, the whole thing pisses me off, and I'm trying to keep myself fairly calm because I've already been pissed off enough this week. But it's just this, it's this mindset of, you are oppressing me because you are telling me that I can't make you live the way I want you to live. And that's some fucking Jedi mind shit. But, I mean, Newt Gingrich says the same sorts of things, but not like fucking Santorum. Although, I'm actually going to be pissed off. I'm going to be in Portland, Oregon when the Georgia primary rolls around. I really wanted to vote in that thing. I wanted to pick whoever was the strongest non-Mitt Romney candidate, because I am enjoying the fuck watching these people eat each other. I mean, this is like... like, right now we have two political parties, and one of them are fucking pussies, and the other are certifiably insane. I'm not talking about people, specific people who belong to them, but I mean the leadership and the elected officials in both of these. The Democrats couldn't get their agenda passed when Democrats had control of Congress, they couldn't agree with each other and get shit done. And now that they don't have control of one house of Congress... they're the Republicans' bitches. Like, the Republicans are just abusing them and on insane shit. Like, the fact that all these Republicans are getting up and saying things about, like, how, like, Newt Gingrich keeps talking about what's going to happen if Obama gets a second term. Fuck you. It's probably going to be exactly like the first term. Fairly centrist. Some shit that the people on the left don't like, some shit that the people on the right don't like, some shit that I liked personally, some shit I didn't like personally. I think I'm a fairly reasonable person if I liked some of the shit and I didn't like some of the other shit, but I was still, you know, like, okay, fine, I can see where somebody else would think that's okay. That's probably a course right down the middle. But no, it's like, he's going to be turning the country over to Al-Qaeda. He's going to turn us into a Marxist Kenyan regime. He's going to proclaim himself God King. Like, dude,
that would be awesome if he came out as like, Americans, I proclaim myself God King.
Yeah, he started off with both houses of Congress and the presidency. If he was going to go the God King route, those first two fucking years were the time to do it. The yay, no more Bush, hope and change, God King Obama. But he didn't. What'd he do? Some fairly normal shit. Like, hey, healthcare's kind of fucked up, right? Let's do something about that. Hey, you know what would be a great idea? Let's do something exactly like the Republican governor of one of our most successful healthcare states actually signed into law. Oh, who was that guy? Mitt something. Anyways.
You're angry.
Yeah, very angry. Because we're being led by pussies and like, dicks.
I wonder how much, like, changes. Like, you know, when you run for president, you have all these grand ideas. But then I'm sure, like, once you get in there, you realize, like, getting shit done, I'm sure, is not as easy as it seems.
Yeah, because people, idiots, keep electing people like, well, let's just pick on Michelle Bachmann for a little while because she's so pick-onable. But she's not the only one. It's all these extreme personalities who they won't discuss, they won't compromise the message and the doublespeak, using euphemisms like calling fucking rich people job creators. No, Mitt Romney getting $20 million a year for investments and paying very little taxes on that, he isn't creating shit. He is money receiving. Sorry, it's just very Orwellian, the level of doublespeak. That especially, I mean, the Democrats are guilty of it too, but the Republicans have polished that turd into a fine shine.
Do you think, like, if people were just upfront and honest, like, do you think shit would get done? Do you think the government would fall apart.
That's the only thing that I like about Santorum is at least he's honest about his shit. I think he is a fucking maniac with his beliefs and what he actually wants to get done, but at least he comes out and tells you, I'm a maniac. I'm not that he believes he's a maniac, but he comes out and tells you the actual things that let you know he is a maniac.
Hey, by the way, everyone, I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I believe all these things. And it's like, wow. You know, the 15th century called, they want all their beliefs back.
Yeah, I don't know how government would function if people actually just said what they, you know, just pretty much laid it out straight and didn't try to have to appeal to all the extremes on every side of every aisle.
Mm-hmm. And I think some of it is that campaign finance is fucking out of control. I mean, I know the courts keep deciding that money equals speech, but then that means that we're not equal. Because anyone with a shit ton of money that they can just throw at things has much more speech than the rest of us do.
Well, because they earn people. That money because they're job creators and they're better than you. So
yeah, but the poor people can never.
About.
The poor people can never get the money.
Well, you gotta say that, buddy. Why don't you go out and earn a lot of money and pay for shit?
Yeah, if you just work hard and pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, why are you fucking just letting your bootstraps sit there?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, fuck gravity. I'll just grab these bootstraps and lift myself all the way to heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
Some worms
buddy.
Can splash their water on me on the way. Then.
I'll just grab these bootstraps and lift myself all the way to heaven.
Yeah, so if you don't have a voice because you don't have any money, the government will never represent you. They will never defend you. They will never pick you up. They will never do anything to keep you from being exactly as poor and exactly as downtrodden as you already are.
Has there ever, for the government ever been that way where the rich weren't didn't have the power?
I don't know that any government has ever been that way.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I don't know that it necessarily has. I think that it's that people accidentally get elected who actually have, like, ethics and a conscience. And they sort of try to do their best. But I don't see any of that
right
in the Republican
now, like,
Party right
any
now.
Any company can hire lobbyists to pretty much, well, you know, do what they want. Like, you know,
oh,
I'm going to throw enough money at this and I will get, you know, this thing I want.
Yeah, the reason that companies spend so much on lobbying is because they can spend millions on lobbying and save billions in taxes.
I know. There's if you guys want to hear a story, Planet Money did a story about the return on the investment for lobbyists. It's pretty interesting. Check it out.
Man, we went from naked titties to politics pretty quickly there.
how much time we have here? Well, this may be something for another episode because this could go on for a while. I'll bring it up next time. I'll make a little note for myself.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to get off of politics. I got a quick story about kicking your feet back and forth.
I kick my feet back and forth. I kick my feet back and forth. I kick my feet back and forth. I kick my feet back and forth. I kick my feet back and forth. I kick my feet back and forth.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm on the phone.
You may have a story. It may be about kicking feet back and forth, but it's not quick.
The whole story was shorter than this mocking.
Lies.
Anyways, I'm on the phone with my wife. Talking about what we want for dinner or something like that, and I can hear from the echo that she's helping my son out in the bathroom. She steps away for a second because he's being so loud, and then all of a sudden I hear in the background, Mommy, my feet took a bath in the potty. He had picked his feet up and dunked them down inside the toilet that he had just finished peeing in.
Oh.
Why would
and
he
then,
do that?
Because I don't know. He's 3 and a half?
Because he had Crocs and he was trying to do anything to get them off him.
Probably.
Anything is less than better than wearing these Crocs. I'll just dip my feet in my own piss.
So
I see how the respect my dad gives his feet. Apparently feet are to be mocked and belittled. Fuck feet!
So I hear this going on in the background. I'm like, no, I didn't hear that right. And I hear my wife, I can hear the wheels turning in her head of, no, I didn't hear that right. And I hear she, what was that, honey? Mommy, my feet took a bath in the potty. No, they can't be. Why are your feet wet? They took a bath in the potty. You put your feet in the potty? Yup. I gotta go. Yeah, you gotta go.
That story was not shorter than his mocking, by the way.
It was shorter than the aggregate mocking, sir. And actually, I lengthened it because fuck you.
It wasn't.
Fuck you both.
It wasn't shorter.
Skull fuck you both. Scat play
hey,
fuck
I
you both.
I didn't say I minded the story. I just said it wouldn't be quick.
Okay, that's fine.
That reminds me, any time at my job when someone, like, says, I have a quick question for you, like, never a quick, like, so usually how it works is, like, someone will call in, they usually create a ticket, and I'll get back to them. Sometimes people want to talk right away, like, oh, it's just a quick question. It's never fucking a quick question.
If it was a quick question, you wouldn't have wasted the time to say, I have a quick question. You would have asked the question. Like, hey, do you like lasagna?
Yes, I do. Quick question.
All right. Bye-bye.
I swear, one time someone said that. Like, I was – so, you know, I'm on the help desk, and but I was making my salad for lunch. And so the person comes to find me and like, oh, someone wants to talk to you. They have a quick question. I was on the phone with them for like a half an hour because it was a question, and then they asked more questions.
It's like, no, these are just all quick questions. Yes, but you have a half an hour of them.
Yeah, they're all quick.
I have a day job now. Again, I may have mentioned this before.
I'm so worried not seeing you online. Every once in a while, I'm like, I want to say something to Tim, who's at work right now.
So in my day, like basically, I literally just move papers around all day. Like, that is what my job is. I take some papers, I pick them up off a shelf, I put them – I enter them into the computer and I move them somewhere else. Like that's literally what I do. I enjoy it a lot. I don't have to do, I mean, like I, it's not a lot of creativity involved, but it leaves your mind free to think of other things while you're just, you know, you're just doing like a technical task. But anyway, that's not the point. I don't even know why I went off on that. So there's two groups of us, cause there was a big group of us hired at once to get this done. And so one of us is in like a big conference room that was converted into like our office, and then there's other people out in like on the main floor with all the other cubicles of all the real people who have real jobs and, you know, do real things. Apparently out there you're not allowed to talk at all.
Ooh.
Because you don't want to distract people doing important work and talking to people on the phone who are generally not happy, not in a good mood, and not in the mood to hear people jibber jabbering in the background. But our room has no windows, so you're like, you're very much enclosed, but you don't see the sunlight or the whatever. Like, if there's an apocalypse, we won't know about it. We'll still be in there pushing papers around.
Get outside. Where'd all these dead bodies come from?
So a lot of people, because the majority of us are in the big room, and they're like, we can only have a few outside, you know, with the windows and whatnot. And so a lot of people jumped at that chance and then found out they couldn't talk or eat or drink. And so then
you may have sunlight, but no joy.
So one of them comes back in, and she's complaining about how all these – she's like, yeah, I just wanted to come back in here because, like, I mean, I don't like to talk, but there's these other two girls who just love to talk out there, and that's why they're always yelling at us about talking. And so and it's because they just jibber-jabber, and they don't get any of their work done. Cut to 45 minutes after lunch is over, and she is still fucking jibber-jabbering. I was like, I thought you didn't like talking and, like, getting your work done. and she has the balls that irritated at me because I don't want to answer a question. I'm like, I'm fucking working. These papers got to get pushed around. No one's going to push them with your fucking lips.
Tim, I have a quick question for you. Do you like lasagna? And if you like lasagna, what sort of lasagna? Do you like chicken lasagna, or do you like vegetable lasagna, or do you like meat lasagna? For the meat lasagna, do you prefer pork, or do you prefer beef? And if so, do you want it spicy, or do you want it kind of plain? Tim, other than lasagna, what's your favorite color? Is lasagna your favorite color? What about the color of lasagna sauce? Do you like the white sauce or the red sauce?
You're way too good at that, sir.
Noah, I am a machine gun full of words.
Well, and also she is one of those people who makes jokes, like, you know, tries to, you know, kid around with people in sort of like a, not like a put down, yeah, kind of like a put down way. And she has to keep going, I'm just teasing you, like, because it doesn't make sense. Like, you didn't, like, it's not a joking time situation. Like, oh, I need to get this paper. Yeah, you don't know how to get papers. What? Yeah, dude, it's right here. I'm just teasing you. And I tweeted this the other day. I'm like, if you have to keep saying I'm just teasing you, your jokes suck. Shut the fuck up.
True.
Whew. Thank you. I needed that, apparently. I didn't know how frustrated I was about that bitch.
Oh, I'm glad you got that out.
So you are in the talking room.
I'm in the room where people can talk.
But yes. you're not interested in talking.
Not particularly. Okay. Like, I'm iPod on. Like, occasionally, like, one of the things that is beneficial is, like, because, you know, we won't know, like, a specific code to put, like, a paper in, whatever, you know, like, what, like, so be like, hey, is this a 382 or a 283? And, like, you can figure it out. You can ask somebody. That's help. And then they can't even do that out in the front room.
Oof.
So that's helpful. But, like, fucking, yeah, I went to the store last night and got some lasagna, and I have a battery of lasagna-related questions I would like to ask all of you. Like that. Fuck you. Shut up. We have breaks. That's what they're for. I'm trying to listen to the Nerdist.
Yeah. Nerdist is good shit.
All right. Well, I think I negated any time savings Noah may have gained by not saying whatever he was going to talk about. Sorry about that.
Well, I'll just tease it. I'm just thinking about, like, why do companies always have to maximize profits? Like, can you just make a company and just get to a certain level and just be there? Because it always seems like when you try to maximize profits, like, that's when you run into problems that are bad for your consumers.
Well, there's the problem of, well, especially if you're a public company.
Right. I know your shareholders want it that way, but like, my point is, I don't think that's a good way to run a company.
My firm belief, I'm definitely a capitalist, but I also believe that capitalist pursuits have to have some sort of like limits placed on them, because otherwise capitalism rewards unethical behavior. Capitalism rewards maximizing profit, forsaking all else. So if you can work your employees literally to death and make a little bit more money, like just bringing in new employees and then work at, like, if the cost of bringing on a new employee is less than not killing somebody, then killing people maximizes your profit and becomes something that you're going to want to do it, or some other asshole is going to do it and is going to undercut you and take the market away from you and beat you. So, what did they just have the author of the psychopath test? Was it on Stewart? No, it was on Conan, like months and months ago. But I just finally fucking got around to watching it. But it was already something I was aware of like, it's something like 1% of the general population are psychopaths, but like 4% of CEOs and boardroom members are. And it's because capitalism, and Steve Jobs probably was at least a sociopath, because he was willing to climb over literally anyone else. He didn't give a shit about anyone else's feelings. He was all about the goal. He was all about the end. And he was richly rewarded for it, for having the drive to do it and everything else. But I think we can all agree that if everybody in the world was as occasionally unethical as Steve Jobs, it would be a horrible fucking place to live.
And yeah, I mean, that's all one. That's my point. It's like, I think it would be, I just wonder like if it would be better like that you could just get to a level and say, you know, use that your profit that you're making to make the company better and evolve, but you don't have to like always try to make more money, because that's not like, eventually you're not gonna be able to make any more money. There's gonna get to a point where you just can't make any more money.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of companies. I want to say that Whole Foods Markets is one of them, where like the CEOs have a stated mission of, we're here to be profitable and to get a return and to grow the business and whatever, but not on the backs of our workers. So we're instituting limits, like executive pay can't be more than X times whatever our lowest paid person is. And if we want to give our highest paid people a raise, we've got to give everybody in the company an equal raise, like percentage-wise.
Yeah, I mean, that's just something I thought about. I'm like, that seemed like it would be a better way to run a company, and you wouldn't have these issues where, you know, I mean, across the board with like food produce, where you have all these, you know, antibiotics and, you know, stuff they pump into animals, and like the fact that the meat that McDonald's uses is like pink or something, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
All in the name of like, you know, we need to squeeze as much money as we can, you know.
Yeah, you keep that quarter pounder a nickel cheaper and people will buy some slightly small percentage more, but, you know, we're risking the health of the nation and the food supply. So, yeah, I absolutely agree. Society as a whole, and I'm not trying to be socialist, I'm saying that all of us have a limited amount of resources and a limited amount of health and a limited amount of time and a limited amount of everything else on this planet and in this solar system. And even if you want to draw bigger and bigger spheres around our society, there's still limits within all of that. And because we all have to live in it together, we all collectively have an interest in the behavior of individual ones of us. So anarchy doesn't work. Completely unfettered capitalism and big L libertarianism don't work, because the unethical will always triumph in those situations. There has to be a parent, and that parent needs to be the representative of all of us, working for the good of all of us. Again, back to political theory. That's just my political theory. Feel free to disagree with me. We can both be reasonable people.
You're full of shit.
Yep, I am absolutely full of shit.
I don't agree with that statement.
You don't agree that he's full of shit?
Nope.
Okay, there you go.
He's got a good amount of shit, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's not full.
I mean, yeah, it's like coming out of his ears.
Not yet.
Is he half full of shit or half empty of shit?
Oh, I saw someone post something pretty hilarious on Facebook that I'd never seen before. It cracked me up. Let me find it. It's about the whole...
half full? Yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought about reposting it. I just didn't.
So it's, dear optimists, pessimists, and realists, while you guys were busy arguing about the glass of water, I drink it. Sincerely, the opportunist. Crack me up.
That guy's now a CEO.
Yep. Because he saw an opportunity and he took it.
So do we want to do a tan fight or do we want to sign off?
I'm good with the tan fight.
Yeah, I have time.
Okay. Although I know it makes a longer edit for you, Tim, so I'll leave it up to you.
Well, see, since wife and kid were out of town, this was a good week to do. This is a good week to go longer.
Okay.
Which is why I was originally going to do a music one, because music ones take forever to edit.
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to do humorous songs, or songs that make you laugh. I forget how I phrased it. But mostly because I wanted to talk about last week, the link noise was from this guy named Golden Tusk.
Yeah.
Who puts lyrics to... instrument or to, you know, movie scores like Superman, James Bond, Mission Impossible, and last week Twilight. Anyway, I mentioned it and he retweeted us on Twitter when I said it on the Tancast feed. I was like, fuck, he pays enough attention to retweet us? I'll give him a proper plug. And then I was like, yeah, it might be a whole thing of like humor songs we could do a high five of. So maybe that'll happen someday in the future, but certainly not soon, as the wife and kid will be back soon.
All right.
But I did want to give Golden Tusk a proper plug, so I've probably put his link in the show notes. I especially enjoy his Jurassic Park and his Mission Impossible songs.
I'll have to go watch those. I did enjoy his Twilight. I thought that was very silly. Especially when he kept coming out in glitter. That was nice.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He does pretty elaborate videos for them, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so check that out. But that is not what we're doing this week. This week, it's a Monday Night Tan Fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for... Monday Night
Tan Fight! I didn't give you guys any warning?
Nope. I'm looking forward to it. I want to be surprised.
All right.
Oops, pow.
Surprise.
So Data, the android from Star Trek The Next Generation,
ooh,
versus a T-800 Terminator.
Oh.
They have both been sent back through time to Earth at a time where what they have... They both have the same... One of them has to kill the other in order for their timeline to go forward, since the Terminator timeline and the Star Trek timeline can't possibly coexist. So that is what they are fighting for.
So it's a fight for the future.
Yes. They don't have any weapons. Arnold is not naked, but he doesn't have any weapons. Data doesn't have a phaser.
Okay, so Arnold, Arnold mugged a... let's call him a male stripper, because then he won't have like a shotgun or anything like that on his bike to steal. Probably. Now, this is really getting nitpicky, but is it the T-800 or the T-850? So is it
which one's it?
The very first one, I think the very first two that Arnold showed up in, he was the T-800 or the T-800 Model 101 or the T-101.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like the last one that Arnold was in, the Rise of the Machines, he was a T-850. It was supposed to be like slightly more advanced model.
Oh, well
apparently
then...
that also means old.
Yeah, the Terminator 1, Terminator 2,
okay.
Terminator. And Terminator Salvation, I believe. Spoiler, sorry.
Interesting.
The only good part in that movie, feel free to spoil it.
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger shows up for a couple seconds. Well, not really.
Yeah.
CGI Arnold Schwarzenegger shows up for a couple seconds.
Yeah, when it happens, I'm like, oh, damn! And the rest of the movie, I'm like, ah, damn.
So there we go. Data versus Arnold.
Data is very, very strong. And very fucking smart. Like, I think his entire neural net was compared favorably to the entire computer system on board the Enterprise.
Yeah, I think it did something that the computer couldn't do
in
one episode, where they just hooked his head to something, as they are wont to do. They just disengage his head and hook it to shit.
Wouldn't that kind of fuck with you? Like, hey man, we're just going to pop your head off and plug it into some shit. Well, all right.
Righto.
Can you, like, put my body in, like, a locker or something like that? I don't want somebody, like, you know, taking it off and posing it awkwardly and taking pictures.
Tasha's just fucking it on the floor.
Gotcha, like, no, I got to grind this.
He is fully functional.
In every way.
That's a tough one.
Not only that, Data is fucking fast.
Yeah. Very
like,
fast.
Like that one where all the computer chips had been taken out because everybody was... Oh, it was the one where he fucked Tasha Yar, actually.
It is, and the one where Wesley Crusher got drunk. By the way, Will Wheaton, if you ever hear this, we fucking love you. Well, I do. Every once in a while, I hear Will Wheaton talking about things on Star Trek, about, you know, like, kind of being down on it, and the stilted, fucking awkward dialogue that they always gave Wesley because they didn't know how to write for a teenager, and he was supposed to sort of be this, I don't know, fantasy fulfillment for Gene Roddenberry or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, anyway, I've heard him kind of be down on it and, like, talking about how after he got out of it, he didn't want anything around that reminded him of it and whatever. Like, he threw a bunch of shit away, but, like, his mom went into the trash and got it and kept it and gave it back to him. So, I was still a fan of Wesley when I was a kid. I wanted to grow up and be Wesley.
That explains a lot. Back to the tan fight.
Anyways, back to the tan fight. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, you just shuffled those things and started sticking them in the slots.
And I've never seen Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator move very fast at all.
No, it was more like... like the classic movie Mummy, where it's just sort of this force that you can run and you can run, but eventually you're going to trip, and it's just never going to stop moving.
Though I imagine strength-wise, the Terminator's got to be stronger than Data, but I don't know that for certain.
Well, let's see. What sort of feats of strength has he done? We've seen him punch through a wall.
He moved that big thing to smash... No, wait. That was the other one. Sorry. I got confused.
What now?
In Terminator 2, I got them confused.
No, no, he's fine. Your Terminator 2, same model.
No, no, sorry. It was the liquid one that was smashing him.
Oh, got it, yeah.
He carried a coffin, well, right? Or was that the girl?
That's Terminator 3.
Yeah, but I'm sure that the first two could do that.
Yeah, and he also, there was like that big blast door or whatever. This is also in part 3 that that he was pretty much holding up with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems heavy.
Yeah, probably a couple
of
tons.
Different model Terminator.
Yeah, and Data kicked Worf's ass in an episode, mostly just to... Sometimes you feel bad for Worf, because it's sort of like, you know, Klingons are badass, and occasionally you get to see Worf be a badass. But a lot of times you get to see Worf get his ass kicked just to prove that the enemy is really strong.
Yeah, it's a trope. I think it's even named for Worf.
I think you're... Yes, you are right. I didn't mean I think you're right. I know you're right. I mean, yes, I think now that you say that, I remember reading that.
It's all right. I wasn't insulted.
Yeah. I know you're right, Tim. I know you're a bright guy, and sometimes I feel like I don't give you enough credit for that.
You give me just the right amount of credit.
So very, very little is just the right amount.
Exactly.
Good to know.
Minimal. The Terminator was actually built for fighting, so you'd think it would at least have an advantage in that area, but I just feel like...
And the Terminator would take a lot of damage before it goes down.
True.
Like, explosion and fire, and it'll crawl out with all the skin burnt off and keep coming after you. Cut off one arm and lay, or blow off lower torso and one arm, and that last arm will keep dragging the head towards you.
So could Data rip its head off?
I'm trying to think of what we've seen him rip into. We've seen him rip into metal. We've seen him lift huge I-beams and toss them like they're made out of, let's say, styrofoam, which they were totally made of metal.
Yeah, never mind those white bits flaking off of it when it landed. It was made of metal.
Yeah, I always had that problem with, like, whenever they would show Data, like, other people, like, oh, this is so heavy, and Data, like, just comes and picks it up and throws it. Then it doesn't arc like something heavy being thrown. It arcs like something light being thrown.
Oh, Jesus, physics. Calm down.
The human brain can figure that. You don't have to, like, sit and think about it. It's just, that looks wrong.
Exactly, Andy. You don't have to sit and think about it. Just watch the show.
All right, all right. But, yeah, okay. So Data can lift some heavy shit, but the Terminator, I think, is more damage resilient and more damage accepting. Because, like, one really, really good electrical shock can take Data out.
Well, it's got to be a really good electrical shock.
Yeah, like lightning or something, but...
Noah, you've been silent as though you don't particularly care?
I'm just thinking, like, so... It seems like... Well, so, like, I think we established that Data's faster, probably smarter.
Definitely smarter.
But more... the Terminator, the T-800 is more of a tank.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have to side with Data, because I think he would be able to figure out what he needed to do and be fast enough to avoid him and just be able to just kind of do enough damage eventually to destroy the T-800.
Yeah, I think as long as it doesn't catch Data unawares, like by surprise,
mm-hmm.
I think, because Data doesn't have to sleep, Data doesn't really make mistakes. I think Data can stay away from it and outthink it. Like, so even if it does just come on forever, Data can also keep moving away from it forever. Data's not like a human being that's going to have to sleep eventually.
Here's the other thing, though, that might mitigate it. Data, of the two of them, is the only one with an off switch.
That is true.
I mean, maybe the Terminator has an off switch. It just hasn't been listed up till now, but I imagine it doesn't.
You know what? Even if it comes down to hand-to-hand and it's not just Data sneaking away and doing, like, setting a trap for it and luring it in and outthinking it, I think even hand-to-hand, as long as Data can keep it from, like, getting a grip on him, I think he's fast enough that he can hit it and then be back out of reach before it can grab for him.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I mean, but how would the Terminator know about his off switch?
Well, it does scan things. I mean, you see all the time when you're in the Terminator vision.
Well, that's true.
Of it, like, scanning and, like, picking out, like, something's under some guy's coat or whatever.
Would it be smart enough to go, you know, this is the wiring for this thing, oh, there's a switch, oh, that must be the off switch?
I don't think it would even have to go to the off switch. I think if it really got its hands on him, it would just take his head off.
Oh, okay.
Or punch through his power cell in the middle. I mean, Data got stabbed through the power cell, or one of his power cells, in that, you remember the episode where he lost his memory, Tim? He was on a planet?
Yep. Knew exactly what you're talking about as soon as you said stab through his power cell.
Oh, good. We're such geeks. I'm glad we're on the same level. Anyways.
I unfortunately cannot think of the name of the episode, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, he thought he was an Iceman or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, a person with person strength was able to do that. So when I say Data's more fragile, I seriously mean, like, a person catching Data unawares would be able to take Data out.
But in Star Trek First Contact, he gets shot by a machine gun and just stands there.
That is true. Maybe he upgraded. Maybe he's like, man, I'm tired of going down like a bitch, getting stabbed by people when I lost my memory. Can we stick some Kevlar underneath this? I mean, it's not real skin anyways.
Because he also, in an earlier episode, he got shot by an arrow by Counselor Troy and it actually went in. But the bullets didn't. So yeah. I assume he must have done something. Or the writers,
yeah. It's like, what would make this funny? Well, then again, I mean, he also had all of that extra padding or fat or whatever Q had done to him in the episode where he got shot with the arrow. Because he was Friar Tuck. So he got shot in a Pooji area. So maybe it went into whatever that is, and actual Data was inside further.
By the way, Thine Own Self was the name of the episode.
Ah, thank you. That was going to bug me. I was going to go look for it.
Tim knows you so
well. I handled it while explaining other shit.
Nice.
Nerd, nerd, nerd. Click, click, clack, clack. Nerd, nerd. Clicky, clack, clack, nerd.
Nerd, 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 nerd.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with Data.
Yep, Data. Noah?
Yeah, Data.
Data wins flawless victory. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if Superman can rape Data, because I'm not sure he has an asshole.
Well, wouldn't Superman just make a hole?
Data is capable of... Data's capable of taking in organic material because it lubricates his biomechanisms. So he's capable.
He must have a way of excreting whatever he doesn't need?
Presumably. There's got to be waste in there somewhere.
Awesome.
He also said he is fully functional, and I'm assuming that includes pegging. Tasha seems like the kind that she'd want to go up his butt a little.
Just a bit. Just stick the tip in.
Your insistence on scat play is highly illogical.
It's highly scatological.
S-C-A-T-I-L-L-O-G. Yeah, you know the rest.
All right.
I think we done dude that.
It's been done.
Couple of closing announcements. Don't forget, we have maybe 1 or 2 weeks left where we're accepting submissions for the Saving Grace contest. She sent us in a script. We're gonna read it. Do a special episode. Do an extra bonus episode of her script as with for you. Shit, Tim, talk.
And such.
It has roles for all three of us, but also a narrator and another role. So we need you to read that role for us. So to enter, you just have to send us an email with Saving Grace in the subject line. But you also have to be able to record your own voice and send your own voice via email to me so that I may edit it. It can be a wave. Probably not a wave, actually. Better if you can put it as an MP3, because wave will probably be too big to send via email, because you had not like when we did the intros, you'll have more than like a line.
Yep.
So there's that. Also, I'll be appearing at the Mission City Coffee. No, it's not called the Mission City Coffee. It's just called Mission City Coffee. Phil Johnson's Comedy Lab in Santa Clara, California, Saturday, March 10th. Check out my tancast.com/Tim. Tickets are probably still available. You never know. Get them early. And that's also where you can get my stand-up comedy CD, 3 o'clock Parade.
Oh, shit.
Available for a pay-what-you-think-is-fair download, which I have not said enough to the people who have already downloaded and donated. Goddamn, you people are generous. Thank you so much.
Goddamn.
Thank you very much.
Goddamn you people.
Goddamn you for buying the CD. What the hell's wrong with you?
God damn you to goodness.
God can damn you, but then the Mormons will sprinkle some water on somebody and you'll be okay.
Mitt Romney's got your back.
Spread Centaur.
All right, that's all the plugs I want to do. You guys have anything to plug?
Just your mom.
Oh,
been done.
Too soon.
Never too soon. It's almost too late.
Mm.
All right, well then that's another Tancast lynch to the finish line.
Woohoo!
You're doing it.
You rode the queef.
All right, remember, never trust an Asian.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at timandyornoah@tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, enjoy some fresh titty juice.
Tancast.
But I like trusting Asians.
Don't do it.
No, I was disappointed that you didn't use my, remember, never trust a New York Nick. You know which one.
They're so trustworthy.
Remember, scat play just means you want to lay down some fertilizer before you plant your seed.
Jesus.
That is repugnant.
Is that a t-shirt or something?
No, it's just something random I said to my wife earlier this week.
Did you ever come up with the cock joke from
Noah? No, I've been trying to think of it the whole episode. You suck. But I did remember that scat play joke, which also got me a look of disgusted disapproval.
What?
She was like, I don't know what you think we're going to be doing this evening.
Oh, he knows what he's going to do. He's going to do poo on you. Don't be a fool.
Poop, poop, ba-doop.
Do it before you screw.
Come on, baby. Let's drop that deuce.
No.
Really? Why did you pick the twist? Like, that isn't...
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what's... You know what the kids are always singing? The twist.
The twist. The shit twist. I should have called it the shit.
That was annoying.
I'm sorry.
No. Just...
I was pretty sure that wasn't about Andy, and I was right.
I think it's time to end this.
Oh, it's been time to end this.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now.
Three. Challenges stand. Pass. Penitent man. Walk. Jehovah's land. Leap. Without a plan.
Want adventure? Come to me. A professor of archaeology. Buried treasures worth the fee. But choose poorly and surely you're purely cremation. Want adventure? I'm the one wearing leather with the whip and gun. Seeking shelter from the sun. And the Nazis, well, Nazis, why Nazis? Donations. I can reach, I can almost reach. Rarely I practice what I preach. That is why I was born to teach. And the language I speak changes each week. Where's the antique? In my hands, always in my hands. Never think I need backup plans. My escape is a holy man's. As if I need more stress, I'd care less for my success. And when girls tag along, things all go wrong. Gotta stay strong. I'm afraid of the snakes, I get the shakes. Why does it have to be snakes? I get no breaks. Kill all the snakes. Want adventure? That's my name. Each endeavor is a guessing game. Just remember why we came. For the fortune and glory, the fortunate story. Not for them, but for me, all for free or not. Want adventure? Wear it out. Front and center, as a young boy scout, I'd surrender. Hear me shout. It
It's important, it's stored in the sort of supportive museum. To see 'em, per diem, or not.
No time for love. I know
you begins to hate
glow. She's that
focus.
Look up above.
I know
you she moans. Can't get rid of Indiana Jones.
I named that for my dog. Dr. Jones is professional. Dr. Jones is professional.
Want adventure? It's my life. The other gender causes most my strife. Will I ever take a wife? It's a mystery. History is the key to the future.
Wisely,
everybody dies but me.
Yeah.